All right, so we're beginning our laws of respecting parents based on Rav Melamed's Psak in Pnei Halacha, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, for the sake of the whole Jewish people, and bringing down God's blessing, His Shefa, to the whole world. Arba mitzvot min haTorah oseket b'yachsei ha'yeladim l'horeihem. There are four mitzvahs which deal with the relationship between parents and children. Two things to do, and two things not to do. Echad, lechabed et ha'orim, to honor, kibud, your parents. Shneamar, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Honor your mother, your father and your mother. U'mashmuta, esayeya v'lazor lehem b'chol ma shehem tzrichim. And this implies that we should help and aid them in anything that they need. So, you know, for example, we'll get into all the details later, but your mom asks you for a cup of water, your dad says, can you go to the pharmacy and pick me up something? All of this honoring kibud means helping them practically. Bet, liyare ot mehem, shenemar, ish imo ba'aviv tira'o, to fear them, as we say, and a man should fear his or honor, be reverent of his mother and father. The idea is not to hurt their honor. Not to call them by their first names. Not to sit in their set chair, for example. And we'll get into all the details of both of these ideas, but the basic idea is to respect, show them honor and respect, something which is a bit foreign for some of us from American culture, but something that the Torah wants us to have. Three, don't hit one of your parents. Of course, it's always forbidden to hit anyone. But it's more stringent when it comes to hitting your parents. Hamakat chavero neenash de malchus v'imeziku mishalem demean ezek v'eno neenash malchus. If you hit your friend, you get the official punishment is malchus, whipping. V'ilu amaket aviv oetimo ad yetzah tipat dam uncho mita. You hit your parents until blood comes out, you're chayev misa. You're deserving of death. And if you would have been warned and warned by people, then you could get strangulation. Even though we don't actually do these, we don't practice them nowadays, you don't have a beit din, but it shows you how stringently the halacha considers this situation. Finally, not to curse your parents. Also here, it's forbidden to curse any Jew. If you curse one of your parents, it's an even more terrible sin. And again, it's expressed in the punishment. For if you curse your friend, you get malchus, but if you curse your parents, you can get death by stoning. It says in Pasuk Chaf Tet, Kisha Sheri Kalel et Aviv et Imo Mot Yamot Aviv Imo Kilel Damav Bo. Chol Ze Kasher Amdu B'Pnei Shnei Edim V'Ziru Atam Shlo Lekalel. Obviously, the punishments are only if he had two witnesses and he was warned. Davar Ma'anyen Che Unchur Shal Mekalel Ot Orav Chamor Me Unchur Shal Amakel. It's fascinating that cursing, to a certain extent, is considered more serious even than hitting them. Right? You get skila if you curse them, which is the highest level. The Ramban explains, why is this? The Ramban explains, first of all, it's more common. It could be that fools will not think that much and they'll just curse people. And so the Torah wants to discourage people. I actually had someone curse me this year. It was one of my first times in my life. And it was a pretty negative experience. But eventually he apologized. In any case, I wasn't his parents. It wasn't Chayiv Mita, but it was a big sin. Bet medubar al mishi kamel mekalel toch achzkarat shem hashemayim im toch achzkarat hashem paga bekvod orav arei shechatav chamor yeter. A curse, of course, is using the name of God, not just saying I curse you. And that is not only dishonoring your parents, it's also dishonoring your God. So, to summarize, no cursing, no hitting, yes, honor, and don't disrespect. We will get to all of the details very soon. But I hope this is a great introduction to what the Torah expects upon us in terms of respecting our parents. Note, it doesn't say that we have to always listen to everything our parents say, although that might be part of the mitzvah of being nice to them and being kind to them. So certainly, we generally will listen to our parents because we want to show them appreciation. But not in every situation are we expected to go along with our parents. For example, if they tell us to go against the ways of the Torah. And we'll get into those details in the continuation of these halachot. Hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy this halacha. And if you have any questions, send me a WhatsApp. If you're enjoying, you could also send me a WhatsApp. Have a great day.